Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Title: A Syrian Resolution? They won't get fooled again. They refers to the Russians. Dmitry Medvedev is a fan of the ancient rock group Deep Purple. But the Russian president appears to have had the equally ancient The Who on his mind in an interview with the Financial Times. Asked about the Libya UN resolution and the possibility of a similar sort of resolution on the Syrian crisis, he more or less paraphrased Pete Townsend's cautionary tale from The Who's classic Won't Get Fooled Again. The language of UN Resolution 1973 on Libya was so loose that I described it on the day it passed as a manifesto for regime change. In allowing it to pass, they abstained, the Russians must have realised that it could be interpreted in a loose manner, so I can only assume they didn't believe the NATO powers would actually take the action they subsequently did. 1973 talks about protecting civilians, but many NATO countries translated that as allowing the bombing of Tripoli and meant that Gaddafi had to leave the country. The FT quotes Medvedev on the possibility of a similar resolution for Syria, and he says, "I would not like a Syrian resolution to be pulled off in a similar manner. We will be told the resolution reads, denounce violence, so some of the signatories may end up denouncing the violence by dispatching a number of bombers." Which is a diplomatic version of Pete Townsend's lyrics, viz., "And the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of all wrong. They decide, and the shotgun sings the song. Don't get fooled again." Leave to one side the hypocrisy of the Kremlin in world affairs and its brutality in the Caucasus. What is important in the Medvedev interview is the categorical rejection of any action on Syria and the bitterness of how he clearly feels duped. As does the African Union. The head of state of an African country told me a fascinating story recently. It was about how the AU only came up with their own Libyan resolution in the belief that it wouldn't matter because it wouldn't lead to a UN resolution, as that would never get through. He went on to say that when they realised that 1973 might actually pass, the AU leaders phoned the African states on the Security Council, begging them to vote no. In the event, they voted yes, as did a majority of states, and what many regard as mission creep began almost immediately with the robust enforcement of the no-fly zone. 3 months on, with the introduction of a wider target list, military advisers, and attack helicopters, we have Mission Leap. The next giant step may be attempts at positioning public opinion to be prepared for small-scale ground troops, or in the event of Gaddafi falling, the necessity of ground forces in order to ensure stability. Both would be a hard sell, and both would have to be done without UN backing, because the Russians are saying, "We won't get fooled again." As Foreign Matters, on Twitter, it's iTwittius. See you next time.